Lumbiko be Amnesty International uveza ukuba ohulumende emazweni omhlaba ogoqela weZimbabwe sebebuyisela muva intuthuko esithe yaba khona ekulondolozeni ilungelo loluntu. Umqondisi walenhlanganiso emhlubulweni wangezansi lezwekazi leAfrika, umnumzana Depros Mchena, utshela umhlangano lentatheli zindaba eweteleni yeCrown Plaza ekwethulweni wale report ukuba umnyaka ka-2017 ubungamuhle kwezokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu esigabeni. Umtshena uthi kulapho kube lezehlakalo zokuhlukumezwa kwalabo kade bephakamisa amazwi akhuluma okuphambana lokufunwa nguhulumende kanye lokuhlaselwa kwabatshengise ukukhonona kwabo bekhangelwa ngelihlo lokuba benza ezombusazwe.
It is our view that freedom of speech will take center stage in the battleground for human rights.
Kungumbono wethu uba ukukhuluma umuntu ekhululekile yikho kuzokuba isiqokoqela sendaba kuze kulwela ilungelo loluntu. Ngakho kumele sikulondoloze lokho kiwo wonke amazwe emhlabeni. Kusukela kweze kuhlaselwa kwentatheli zindaba kuze kuyofika kunkokheli esabalalisa imibiko yamanga njengendlela yokukhokhela uZulu kwezemibono yakhe, ukuvalwa kwenhlanganiso ezisebenzisana loZulu zizimele, ukubulawa kwabaphakamisa okubi abakubonayo, ukutshela inkokheli iqiniso sekusesabisa. Kodwa lapho uhulumende asebenzisa indlela zokukhulumisana ukwethusela abantu, kuqakathekile ukuthi abalwela ilungelo loluntu okubalisa i-Amnesty International bakuveze lokho.
Umqondisi we-Amnesty International eZimbabwe, umnumzana Cousin Zilala, ulandisa ngokunye kokumunyethwe yile report.
Government ngokwayo nxa abantu beyicriticize akusho ukuthi abayithandi, but nxa ukhona as a public leader kusho ukuthi you are prone to public criticism. We need ukuthi lathi abantu bonke emhlabeni wonke, especially lapha eZimbabwe, sibe sikhangela sibandawonye sikhangela ukuthi kanti i-situation yethu singayilungisa kanjani kangakanani kanjani. For example, ukuthi the right to health, the right to housing, the right to food, those issues are basic issues that every citizen should enjoy in Zimbabwe. And then njengohulumende umele efake khonoko njenge-priority so that citizens have hope of their lives.
Uzilala uthi uhulumende weZimbabwe akwaziyo ikubhala phansi ukuba uyalandela iziqondiso zokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu kodwa ezephula mihla ngemihla.
Kukhanya njengani in most cases uhulumende wethu ele excuse yokuthi i-economy yethu is not good. Nxa i-economy yethu ingekho good, then kuyaba difficult ukuthi inanzelele amalungelo akhona. Thina njengama-citizens we should be able ukuthi sidemande amalungelo ona lawo from uhulumende. At least kumele abe lama-standards ukuthi even kungela i-economy ingekho right, kodwa simele sibe lezinye izinto ezisithi thina. For example, nxa usithi I have the right to housing or to adequate shelter, akusho ukuthi uhulumende umele ebuye ezongakela indlu eborodela kumbe emakhwekhwe. What I want is space or land to be able ukuthi lami ngenelise ukwakha indlu yami.
Abe-Amnesty International baxwayisa ukuba ngaphandle kokuzimisela ngokugcweleyo inkokheli yamazwe la ukulondoloza ilungelo loluntu, ohulumende bazoqhubeka bengelamahloni ukuwephula okuzobuyisela muva osekuthe kwenziwa kulolu hlangothi. Bethi kodwa kwele Zimbabwe ukususwa embusweni kobe ngumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe obesebuse kweminyaka phose yamashumi amane 37 years, lapho ayevumela ukuhlukunyezwa kwabamabandla aphikisayo sekuletha okulithemba kuZulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu Mavis Gama.